Sophie Carson smiled at her friends. They were sitting in the bar they liked to frequent, the Sloppy Cow. They tried to go out at least once a week, but sometimes with their introverted natures, they didn't quite make it. When they'd met at the United States Army Institute of Surgical Research Burn Center, they hadn't exactly hit it off. Autumn McCoy was 41 and had been working at the Burn Center Annex in downtown San Antonio for years. She hadn't been happy that her new co-workers were so much younger. Tori Brown was 24. She'd received her PhD very young and wasn't exactly Miss Social. Quinn Dixon was Sophie's age, 28, and was gorgeous enough to be a model, except for the large birthmark on the edge of her face that went down her neck to her shoulder. But as time went on and the women got to know each other, they'd realized that they all had similar concerns and fears about what others thought about them, and they became close friends. "He seriously handed you $20 and told you to have your boyfriend keep mowing his lawn and he'd pay for it?" Tori asked. "I would have died," Sophie nodded. "To be fair, I was just standing there gazing at him like an idiot." Autumn patted her hand. "Understandable, since you've had a crush on him since the day he moved in." Sophie could feel the blush in her cheeks. She hated how pale her skin was. Anytime she was embarrassed, her cheeks flushed like a beacon, letting everyone know how uncomfortable she was. "It was ridiculous. I should have been able to say something." "Cut yourself some slack," Quinn told her. "You'll be better next time." Sophie shrugged. "Maybe, maybe not. He isn't around a lot and does his best not to make eye contact with anyone. Now that he thinks his neighbor is a mute freak, he'll probably try to keep his distance even more." "You never know," Tori said with a smile. "Maybe he's intrigued now. Because my non-existent boyfriend cut his grass?" Sophie asked with a little laugh. "I highly doubt it." "We just need to think of something else you can do to get his attention," Autumn decided. "What about going over and asking for a cup of sugar?" "Right, because that wouldn't be obvious or anything," Sophie said with an eye roll. "He's a fireman, and you work with burn victims. You could totally use the excuse that you want to talk to him about that," Tori suggested. Sophie was shaking her head before the other woman had finished speaking. "Even though we both work with fire, kinda, it's not the same thing. That would be just as weird as asking for a cup of sugar when there's a grocery store a block from where we live." "Well, shit. There has to be something you can do to talk to him again," Quinn said, propping her chin on her hand on the table. "I love that you guys want to help my pathetic love life along, but I think we have to admit that it's hopeless. A guy like him isn't going to look twice at me, no matter how much I want him to." All three of her friends protested at the same time, making Sophie smile. She held up a hand to stop their protestations and lifted her drink. "How about a toast to friends instead?" As she expected, all three immediately held up their own cocktails. "To friends. To us. May Sophie be successful at bagging the hot fireman so we can all live vicariously through her sex life." They all giggled at Autumn's toast and took sips of their drinks. "Can I get you girls anything else?" Their waitress appeared. She appeared at their booth as if by magic. "I think another round for my friends," Sophie told her. "Maybe shots? Something else? The same thing?" Sophie sighed. "It's rude to finish someone else's sentences," Quinn informed the waitress. "Just because Soph stutters doesn't mean she's stupid, and you looking impatient and irritated doesn't make it any easier for her to get the words out." "Sorry," the waitress said, not really appearing sorry. She looked tired, ready to go home and put her feet up more than anything else. "It's okay," Sophie said with a smile, wanting to smooth over the awkward situation. She'd never been good at handling situations when someone was angry or upset with her. It had happened too much when she was growing up. Besides, she was used to people trying to guess what she was attempting to say. It was annoying, but wasn't anything new. "How about a round of buttery nipples?" she asked, making sure to pick a shot that didn't start with an M or S.